January 31. The Spirit is ever waiting. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit is ever waiting to do his office work upon the human heart. Those who desire to learn can place themselves in close connection with God, and the promise that the Comforter shall teach them all things, and bring all things to their remembrance, whatever Christ had said to his disciples when he was upon the earth, will be fulfilled. But if we disconnect from God, we can be no longer students in the school of Christ. Then we shall feel no burden for the souls for whom Christ has died. It was most difficult for the disciples of Christ to keep his lessons distinct from the traditions and maxims of the rabbis, the scribes and Pharisees. The teachings which the disciples had been educated to respect as the voice of God held a power over their minds and molded their sentiments. The disciples could not be a living and shining light until they were freed from the influence of the sayings and commandments of men. And the words of Christ were deeply impressed upon their minds and hearts as distinct truths, as precious jewels to be appreciated, loved, and acted upon. Jesus came to the world, lived a holy life, and died to leave to the church his legacy in the valuable treasures he entrusted to them. He made his disciples the depositaries of most precious doctrines, to be placed in the hands of his church, unmixed with the errors and traditions of men. He revealed himself to them as the light of the world, the Son of righteousness, and he promised them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father was to send in his name. Signs of the Times, November 16, 1891. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John chapter 14, verse 18. The divine Spirit that the world's Redeemer promised to send is the presence and power of God. He will not leave his people in the world destitute of his grace, to be buffeted by the enemy of God and harassed by the oppression of the world, but he will come to them. Signs of the Times, November 23, 1891.